Audio file lesson 31. Saul becomes king. The message: God will guide our lives according to his plan. The Bible text: 1 Samuel chapter 8, 9, and 10, verses 1 to 2 and 14 to 25. The story: when Samuel was old, he had made his sons judges over Israel. However, they were greedy, corrupt, and unjust. Eventually, the elders of the people of Israel gathered and went to Samuel. They said to him, "You are old and your sons do not live their lives the same way as you. We want a king to judge us like other nations." Samuel was unhappy. He prayed to God. God said, "Listen closely to what the people are saying to you. They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me because they no longer want me to reign over them." Sadly, Samuel warned the people, "If you have a king, he will rule over you. You will have to pay taxes to him and give up a portion of your harvest. Your sons will become soldiers and your daughters serving maids in his palace. You will become his servants." The people ignored Samuel's warning and insisted, "Give us a king." Then God said to Samuel, "Listen to them and give them a king." Soon afterward, two men wandered through the great land of Israel. One of them was Saul. He was a tall and handsome young Israelite. The other man was a servant of Saul's father. They were searching for some donkeys which had wandered off. Unfortunately, they could not find them. Saul said, "Come, let us return." The servant said to him, "In this city, there is a man of God named Samuel. He's an honorable man. All that he says surely comes to pass. So let us go there. Perhaps he can show us the way that we should go." Saul was pleased with the suggestion, and they went to the city. Samuel was just leaving his house. God told him the day before that he would send a man to him whom he was to anoint as king. When Samuel saw Saul approaching, God said to him, "There he is, the man of whom I spoke to you. This one shall reign over my people." Saul and his servants met Samuel and asked him where he could find the prophet. Samuel said, "I am the prophet. Come with me into my house and be my guest. You can go home tomorrow. Do not worry about the donkeys. They have been found." They had a festive meal together, and Saul was given a place of honor at the table. He was also given the very best Samuel could offer and was treated like a king. Samuel said to him, "Eat. It has been especially prepared for you." Early the next morning, they arose. Samuel walked with Saul and his servant. When they reached the outskirts of the city, Samuel said, "Send your servant on ahead. I have to give you the word of God." He took oil and poured it on Saul's head, kissed him and said, "The Lord has anointed you commander over his people." Samuel continued, "When you leave me today, you will meet two men who will tell you that the donkeys have been found. Then the Spirit of God will take possession of you, and you will be turned into another man." Samuel took leave of Saul. Everything happened exactly as Samuel said. At home, Saul did not tell anyone what Samuel said. Soon afterwards, Samuel called the people of Israel together. Samuel spoke to the people, "This is what God says. I have led you out of Egypt and secured you. You have rejected me in that you have demanded a king. Very well, you shall have a king." They struck the lot, and it fell on the tribe of Benjamin, then on Saul's family, and finally on Saul himself. With much happiness, the people said, "Saul is our king." They wanted to see him, but they could not find him. He had hid himself. Later he was found, and the people shouted, "Long live the king." Then Samuel explained to them the rights and duties of a king. Suggestions for the teacher. Lead in. Show the picture to the children. Discuss with them what they see. Ask what she or he may feel. Let some of the children play the story in a role play. Instruct them before. Provide disguise or fancy dress and additional materials like a crown or a cup with water or oil. Lesson instructions. Begin telling the story. Discuss with the children. Who wears a crown? Possible answers include kings or queens to distinguish them from people around them. Why do they wear it? Possible answers include as a symbol of their power and honor. Why is Samuel sad that the people of Israel want a king? Possible answers include they do not completely trust God's guidance or they reject God's reign. What does he tell the people? Possible answers include he explains to them the rights and duties of a king. Have the children repeat. Saul was chosen to lead God's people. God's grace selected us to become his own. God guides the events in our lives towards the path he wants us to follow. Real life application. Explain the following. Samuel acted in the commission of God. God actually guided us to where he wanted us to be. What does he want us to do? Possible answers include using our talents in the congregation, singing, and visiting the sick. The message once again. God will guide our lives according to his plan. End of audio file lesson 31.